Estás escuchando Jazz Life.
@JazzLifeBA es la forma de seguirnos en X, lo que antes era Twitter, y también en Instagram, @JazzLifeBA. Y nos encuentran como Jazz Life en Facebook. Jazz Life en Facebook. Ahora, dos grandes estrellas del mundo del jazz actuando en vivo en la década del 60. Primero, Louis Armstrong, 2 de julio de 1968, con los All Stars, presentándose en la BBC de Londres. Y después, Carmen McRae, en vivo en el club Half Note.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue and clouds of white, bright blessed days, dark sacred nights. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. The colors of the rainbow, so pretty in the skies, also on the faces of people going by. I see friends shaking hands, saying, how do you do? They're really saying, I love you. I hear babies crying. I watch them grow. They'll learn much more than I'll ever know. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. Yes, I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Traveling light, because my man has gone. So from now on, I'm traveling light. He said goodbye and took my heart away. So no one to see, I'm free as the breeze. No one but me and my memories. Some lucky night, he may come back again, but until then, I'm traveling light. Thank you. come back again. But until then, I'm traveling light. I'm traveling light.
Thank you. Dos actuaciones en vivo de dos grandes estrellas del mundo del jazz. Louis Armstrong primero y Carmen McRae actuando en el club Half Note con Traveling Light.
Jazz Life, libertad en el aire.
Ahora, una de esas joyas de colección. Este es un álbum de Charles Mingus titulado The Clown, que fue grabado entre el 13 de febrero y el 12 de marzo de 1957. Sin embargo, el sello Atlantic recién lo iba a editar en el año 1961. Charles Mingus, Blue Sea. Como les dije, The Clown es el título de este álbum del bajista y compositor Charles Mingus, grabado en 1957, pero recién lanzado por Atlantic Records en 1961. Blue Sea.
Desde Buenos Aires, Jazz Live.
El gran saxofonista Coleman Hawkins fue seducido por la bossa nova cuando esta expresión musical brasileña desembarcó en el Carnegie Hall, allí por principios de la década del 60. Él grabó un álbum donde se lo ve tocando el saxo y detrás hay un mapa de Brasil. Lo que vamos a escuchar es un tema de Antônio Carlos Jobim que se llama Samba de uma nota só. Coleman Hawkins. Thank you.
Why are my eyes always full of this vision of you? Why do I dream silly dreams that I fear won't come true? I long to show you the stars caught in the dark of the sea. I long to speak of my love, but you don't come to me. So I go on asking if maybe one day you'll care. I tell my sad little dreams to the soft evening air. I'm quite hopeless, it seems. Two things I know how to do. One is to dream. Two is loving you. Why are my eyes always full of this vision of you? Why do I dream silly dreams that I fear won't come true? I long to show you the stars caught in the dark of the sea. I long to speak of my love, but you don't come to me. So I go on asking if maybe one day you'll care. I tell my sad little dreams to the soft evening air. I'm quite hopeless, it seems. Two things I know how to do. One is to dream. Two is loving you.
Dreamer no es otra cosa que el original Vivo Soñando, de Antonio Carlos Jobim. La versión que escuchábamos, Gary McFarland y Antonio Carlos Jobim. Antes, Samba de una nota so, Coleman Hawkins, el gran saxofonista, interpretando también al maestro Jobim.
Jazz Life.